You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Whoops. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Now, I have to wear a mask here, which is fair enough. So if I sound muffled, it's because I am. And what is the date today? I can't believe it. It's July 28th, 2021. Yeah, July 28th, 2021. Because the last time I did my show, if I remember correctly, I looked it up. I think it was like March 8th, 2020. So it's been 1 year and over 4.5 months since I've been here at CITR. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm really stoked to be here. Except this mask is sort of, well, it's keeping us all safe. It really is. And I like to think I am bulletproof, though. I've had the virus. Plus, I've had my, you know, 2 doses of the vaccine. I like to think I'm good, but here's the real truth, folks. Here's the deal. So a friend of mine in Detroit told me that, unfortunately, he got a breakthrough case. So he's been vaxxed twice and has picked up the Delta variant while down in Kentucky at a baseball tournament. And I'm just like, what? Like, poor guy. And he also told me somebody else he knows got the same thing. So after being vaxxed twice, it's this Delta variant. And, you know, you dumbasses out there who are not getting vaccinated, you have to. I don't really care. You just do. Just get vaccinated. I mean, you're selfish for whatever reason. I'm just done. And because it's bouncing off all you guys, bing, bang, like, you know, like Pong. You know, the virus is mutating, of course. And I don't know what other types of variants, I mean, are being brewed up at the moment. But this is crunch time. So, I don't need to tell you that. Anyways, what have you all been up to? What have I been up to? I'm back. I'm back at CITR, spending a lot of time at the beach. At Rec, of course, because why not? Having some fun with my sweetie. Yes, I have a boyfriend. He's a cool guy. So I'm in a good zone. What else do I need to tell you? I will say this much. This system here that used to be called something else. It's been so long. So if I'm rusty or if I screw up a lot, well, you know. It's to be expected. But it's called Radio DJ. And I swear to God, I don't think I used this system before. I don't think. Like, I'm trying to search up artists to play on my show. And I'm like, oh, I don't know where to hit the search. Like, it's not, whatever. So what I'm trying to say is I pulled up my own Spotify and I could play my songs off of that. Versus this system, which has me sort of perplexed. I'm always perplexed, though. Who was that? We should know. Okay, that was Julian Casablancas. He's so rad. Of course, the lead singer of The Strokes out of New York City. That song is maybe my favorite right now. I had to start with that song. It just gets you going. It's called 11th Dimension. Off their album, Phrases for the Young. This record, Phrases for the Young, is new. When I say new, sorry. It's 2009. It's not new. So I lied. It's not new. It's 2009. And it's just killer. So there we go. What else do we have here on my list? Oh, so much to play. My taste in music has sort of gotten a lot mellower over the months, over the years. I don't know. I've been listening to like a lot of just chill stuff. You know what I'm saying? So what are we going to play next? What am I going to play? Speaking of chill stuff, I'm going to play us. Let's see if I can find this here. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lag here. Because I don't know that I can cue everything up properly. I'm going to play us a song of a guy who is, yes, on a major label. And CITR, for the most part, we don't do that. But as long as I play my sort of indie content, which I always do. I could play a couple songs here and there that are, you know, on major labels. So this song here, I am so addicted to it. It's a guy who is out of Virginia Beach. This is a song by, hold on. I'm playing a whole bunch of different stuff here. This guy's from Virginia Beach. He was raised very religiously. He's quite young as far as I'm concerned because I'm old. Everybody's young though when you're old. It's like born in 93. So it's really probably only makes him 27, 28, but whatever. It's called Hallucinogenics. And again, I can't get this song out of my head. It's by Matt Mason. This is who we're going to be listening to next. And I hope you love it because I sure do. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger cause I forgot I lit it. Ripping with my sinners, cause fuck it, man, I ain't no beginner. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in. Cause I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger cause I forgot I lit it. Drunken in Seattle, two balls and without a paddle. I don't remember your face or your hair. I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. And then I crawl back. I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man. What with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. Cause I can't. And now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man. What with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger cause I forgot I lit it.
Okay, see, there you go. Already this thing doesn't work. Or I don't know how to work it. What is wrong with me? Oh, maybe I have to do this. Oh, God. I'm so sorry, folks. Oh, here we go. Maybe this will work. Okay, I'm trying to play us. That, by the way, was Matt Mason with the song Hallucinogenics. He was raised in a weird family. Crazy religious parents who played in a Christian rock band. Like, no joke. Christian rock slash they were like, you know, the missionary type people. Okay, but anyways, let me get into Bully. This is, I love Bully so much. Now, if I click on this radio DJ. Whoa. Wow. What is that? Hold on. Oh, there we are. There we are. This is Bully, and I made it work on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
surprise me. It's a heavy burden hiding hate away. It's like a river wants to drown, drown, drown me. And then the dam breaks. I'm at the floodgates. I'm gonna let the water carry me away now.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am your host, Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm thrilled to be back. I was a little nervous. I was like, can I do this? And apparently on this one machine, this one, I don't know, program, I'm a little iffy. I don't really know this radio DJ thing. Apparently I was never, I don't know what's going on. Where was I? When all this training went on, I don't know. But that's typical of me. But anyways, I have to speak through a mask. Heads up. Heads up. That's the regulations here at CITR, which is good on them. Because I'm telling you folks, this Delta variant is breaking through. It's breaking through people's supposed full inoculationness, if that makes sense. It's nuts. So we still have to be really vigilant, and we all have to get vaccinated. As I mentioned before, I had the virus and I had both shots. And let me tell you, like my first shot, which would be, I guess, the equivalent of your second. And that's what they say is the one that gives you more serious symptoms than the first. I was so sick after that with my first shot. Like I was so sick. And then did I want to go in for my second shot? No. But was I like, I have to be a team player? Yes. Was I like, maybe one day I'd like to travel and have like, you know, a passport to do so, you know, a vaccine passport? Yes. So I went in, got the second shot, like, I don't know, a month ago. Yeah. Something like that. Month and a half ago. And I got, yeah, I was like, I had to leave work again. I was sick enough to leave work. But anyways, we have to do this. So if I sound muffled, that's the deal. Enough of that. Okay. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the focus here is on whatever the F I want to play. That's basically the deal. It used to be an all-Canadian show up until, I don't know, 4-ish years ago when I was just like, yeah, I want to like break through the Canadian borders. And so I did. So I just play whatever I want. Mostly indie rock, sometimes hip hop, you know, I don't know. So the last band I love, they're called Waves with a double V, Waves. That song is new. It's on their new album called Hideaway. This record is fresh, folks. Just released. The song is Help Is On The Way. And I saw Waves back in Detroit like 4 years ago, three years ago, with my friend Jess. My friend is actually a tour manager. She was with what band at the time? I'm trying to remember. Some big band. And there is a big festival in Detroit on the waterfront. And it was really awesome, right on the Detroit River. And Waves played. And I've always had a crush on the Waves guy. I'm like, he's so hot. And he's short. Yeah, I saw him backstage. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're still hot, but you're short. So that's Waves with the hot, short lead singer. Before that, we heard something from the Death Valley Girls. Great band name. They're out of California. With Pink Radiation, that is from their 2016 record Glow in the Dark. And before that, we heard something from Bully with Where to Start off the record of the same name. The time is 7 o'clock. I'm here until 8. So Sam Squanch's Hideaway runs from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. That is the deal there. All right. So let's hear some new stuff. More stuff. When I say new, this is vaguely new. Whatever, I'm old, so everything seems new. This is, I'm going to say, like 2017-ish. This is the band Big Thief. I love Big Thief. We're going to hear their kind of hit song here, Shark Smile. And this song, Shark Smile, it sort of surprised me because I, you know, had heard it, you know, in the past, always liked it. And I was watching this show, You're the Worst. You're the Worst is the best show, by the way. If you need a new show, I mean, it's a little bit older, but if you can get it on whatever, I think it's AMC. I think that's the thing. It's not on Netflix and it's not on Crave, unfortunately. But get your hands on You're the Worst. Killer. So good. And one of the episodes toward the end, this song came on and I was like, it sounds like Mazzy Star. And then, of course, I recognize the song, but it's got some definite, you know, Mazzy Star, Hope Sandoval kind of vibe. And it's even funnier. I was in the car with my 15-year-old daughter and the song comes on and she was like, is this Mazzy Star? And I looked at her like, how do you even know who Mazzy Star is? Like, You're just a baby. So that was impressive. That would be Coral or Coco, my little girl. And the fact that we both had the same thought. She was like, is it Mazzy Star? I'm like, yeah, no, it's not. But it sounds, and I thought the same. So anyways, this song is really, it's a very dark, cool song, though. I was looking up some stuff on this song because I, again, adore it. And the lead singer was going on about the song itself is about a couple and they end up driving over the yellow line, like, and long story short, they get, I don't want to ruin it, but they, at the end of the song, one of them dies, and again, it's dark, it's beautiful, and the lead singer was talking about how the year when she wrote the song, three of her own friends, I don't know if it was a separate incident or what, had died in car accidents that year. So that's sort of helped inform this song that I'm going to play for us. Big Thief. All right, let's take a look. Let's take a listen to this. So far, I haven't fully screwed up. So far, not yet. Okay, here we go. Except for the fact that where's my song? I'm not really queued up, am I? No. All right, here we go. So this should work. This here, as I mentioned, is Big Thief. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I am Anita B. And by the way, this goes out to Brian, the lovely Brian. All right, Big Thief. We'll be right back. All right, I'm back again because I have to be because I can't figure this system out. So I have to, you know, cue my songs. Okay, I'm going to play it. Today's show, by the way, is incredibly very mainstream, but that's okay. You know, it's like you don't have to be indier than thou. You know what I'm saying? I used to be that kind of girl. It's just like, ew, can I out indie you? No. Yeah, I can, but but a good song is a good song. So we're going to stay. Actually, let's play the song I'm going to play for my daughter. She has requested a song. And again, she's 15. She's like another month until she's 16. I can't believe it. And she actually has maybe a job. I can't believe it. At a restaurant. I'm so proud of her. Okay, so we're going to hear something from MGMT. She wants to hear the song The Youth. So that's what we're going to do. I'll see if I can be a little bit more streamlined in a bit here. This right here is the band out of New York City. There's two of them, and they're also cute. Very cute. I like to play cute boy bands. I don't play ugly boys. Just joking. Actually, fun fact, if you're in a band, you get 18%, 27% better looking. Just if you strap a guitar on. Now, if you're a keytarist, you might lose some points, but you know, what can I say? Who's the hottest member of the band? The guitar player, for sure. Drummer's up there. I like the drummers. Bass players, I'm a bass player, so I can diss, you know, bass players. Yeah, you're okay. But enough about rating boys. Let's just get into this. This here is for Coral, my little cocoa nut. This goes out to you. This is MGMT. With the song The Youth. I'm just trying to, yeah, the record is, oh yeah, this is from their big hit record Oracular Spectacular, here on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver.
This is a call to arms to live and love and sleep together.
Everything comes and then it goes. I'm feeling wrapped up and so it shows. Have I lost my mind? I'm just crazy for you. I gotta try. look into my eyes, put your hand on mine. Can you feel my heartbeat? Look into my eyes, put your hand.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
That is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. We're the problem.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here until 8. It's 7:25. Ooh, I should look into the weather, too. Let's do that. Let me remind myself. I'm writing this down. Weather. We all need to know whether the weather will be good. I think it is. From what I do recall, there's going to be another, like, heat wave, which I am always down for. I love the heat, so... Anyways, so don't complain about the heat, people. I guess we all have different thermostats, but my thermostat runs hot. So I like the heat. I'm always cold. So anyways, enough about me. That was Best Coast from 2015 with the song Feeling Okay from their record California Nights. And interestingly enough, I played a little bit of Waves in there down previously. And I say interestingly enough because Best Coast, the lead singer, I think her name is Bethany, I think. Well, anyways, the lead singer, dated the lead singer of Waves. Yeah, they had a thing. There you go. The hot guy, the hot but short guy, right? All right, Best Coast. Okay, before that, we heard something from the English band The Vaccines. With the song, What Did You Expect from The Vaccines? Off, oh, no, no, sorry, that's the record. The song is If You Wanna, and that was released back in 2011. Yeah. Oh, and I played something from my lovely friend, Richelle Boilly, her band, The Broken Islands. I really like that song. She's got such a beautiful voice. She's a phenomenal human being, really. Trust me on this one. She plays baseball, so I know her from baseball. We both play baseball together. And she's a snowboarder and a skier and beautiful and like the sweetest person. She's got a lot going on for her, but she's taken. So she's got a nice boyfriend. So that was The Broken Islands. What else can I tell you about The Broken Islands? That record was released in 2020. And poor Rochelle, she also has an injury. So this is what's happened. It's like, what happened on your summer vacation? Well, let me tell you. What happened during your COVID? So with Rochelle, poor Rochelle, I ran into her the other day. She has a bum ankle. So she messed up her ankle snowboarding. And which sucks. Like, she's super good at all that, you know, hill stuff. I, on the other hand, am a new skier, so I decided to go skiing this year. I got into it. I was like, you know, I think I need an activity. I don't like the winter. Like, I don't like the darkness, and so the snow, and I figure, like, the albedo from the, you know, meaning the brightness from the snow's reflection, and it really, it helps. It's amazing if you get down in the winter, if you got sad. Anyways... So, I managed to teach myself. I know it's very funny, but I will admit to this. I taught myself on YouTube how to ski. Yes, I did. So, I managed to be okay. Like, I actually was like, I could do it. I could do it. I made my way, like, all the way down, like, blue with my friend Jenna. I'm, like, you know, chasing her. And I'm like, you know, I'm fine. I'm like, I'm getting this, the hanging of the skiing. The hanging? I'm getting the hanging of the skiing. Point is, and I know this date very specifically. So I got the COVID. I got the vid back in January, which really bummed me out because I couldn't ski. So I was like, oh, really sucks. Can't ski. I'm stuck at home with my kids and I'm pretty sick on top of it. I wouldn't call it a mild case. It was a moderate case. Let's just put it that way. And then finally get back to skiing. Super excited. And that was on February 2nd that I caught an edge as I'm going down at Cypress and boom, just banged my inner right knee off the hard. It was like pretty icy. I felt the pop and you know, you're like, oh no. Long story short, I sprained my MCL and I was out of commission for like, I don't know. I think it was seven weeks, but of intense physiotherapy. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get back out there. There's a point to my story. Trust me. There's a point. So 2 months to the day. And I thought I was done skiing. I was like, I think I'm done. It was like the end of March. I'm like, I think I'm done. And no, I decided to keep going. So that fateful day, April 2nd, 2 months from February 2nd, after I finally was healed, same frickin' thing. I was going down a blue slope, mile Ricker, if you really care, at Cypress, and I'm following my friend Jenna, and I just caught an edge, and I went off, and same kind of fall, same inner right knee, except no pop, thank God. I had to get the snowmobile down. I'm like, hey, you guys, I know you all, because I spent lots of time here in first aid, and they're like, oh yeah. So I'm still in recovery. So I'm now a yogi. I'm yogurt. I like to eat the yogurt. So I've been doing yogurt every single day for, I don't know, 3 weeks or something. Listen to me, like 3 whole weeks. Yeah. So no, that's my thing. So now I'm doing hot yoga. And I love it. absolutely am addicted to it. I go to Moto. It's good. It's very amazing. I love the instructors. And it's kind of like my way of sort of physiotherapy. And it's helping my knee immensely. I'm like totally healing. I'm going to say I'm 93% good. But I have a pass for Cyprus coming up this upcoming season. Like, I've paid for it. And because I'm cheap and I got such a good deal, I'm like, I'm skiing again. So these could be my famous last words. why am I doing this to myself? Anyways, so I'm going back, you know, in another 5 months or whatever. And four? What month are we in now? Seven? Oh, good Lord, 4 months. So yoga's the best. Yoga's the best. Trust me, on every single level, hot yoga, at least, it's good for the mind. It's good for the body. It's, it really helps calm you down. And I'm going to start running again. I've decided, I've given my body a break. I'm like, I'm just going to do the hot yoga and then put more stress on the knee starting August 1st. I have a full plan. I'm going to start going hard August 1st. And that's my story. You probably don't care. Okay, what else do I need to tell you? Okay, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm going to need to be. I have 27 more minutes until I'm done here. The station mandates mask wearing, which is great, as it should. You all should be, if not wearing your masks, at least maybe inside. That's what I've been watching a lot of CNN. I'm a teacher, so I've got the summers off, and I've got the kids this week. So, so the Delta variant is out there, and things continue to mutate. So, and breakthrough cases are occurring. No joke. I know of two people. I know one person personally who has been doubly vaccinated and got the Delta variant. So we have to be incredibly vigilant. Yes, we do. Okay. I think I'm done. Okay. So let's continue. We're going to hear some, Jay Retard. So Jay Retard is an interesting guy. He unfortunately died 10 years ago. He was only 29. He's out of Tennessee. What else can I tell you about Jay Retard? Tennessee guy. His death was pretty weird and tragic. So he was found in his bed by a roommate, and toxicology results show cocaine and alcohol in his system. And they believe he died of a cocaine overdose. But let's listen to, this is the beauty of music, right? Like, you live on. Jay Retard will always live on because, we have his recording here. We're going to hear the song Seesaw by him. And what do I need to tell you? That's about it. Whoops. Hold on. Maybe I should wait a second here. Okay. Yeah, there's some sort of newer things in the studio that I'm still getting a handle on. Still getting a grip on. Okay, here we go. Finally, let's take a look here. This is Seesaw from Jay Retard here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Back and forth again. I see saw. I back and forth again. The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Let me refresh your memory. Russian. Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that right there is Taco Cat out of Seattle with the song I Hate the Weeknd off their 2016 record Lost Time. Before that, we heard Sufjan Stevens with the song Video Game from his record The Ascension. I think that record was just released in the past year, so like 2020. And then Jay Retard in there, Matador Records guy, with the song Seesaw off the Matador Singles 08 record. The time is 7:47, and as I mentioned, I was going to give us the weather forecast. So, here we go. Now, it's so funny, like, I got something saying, yeah, like there's a heat wave coming. Yeah, here it is. Heat warning. Heat wave to develop over the later half of the week. Locations. Metro Vancouver, Central. Okay, yeah. Locations. Metro Vancouver, Central. Metro Vancouver, North Shore. Metro Vancouver, Southwest. Howe Sound. So this is what they call a heat warning in this area. I'm laughing because here's actually what the weather looks like. We have tomorrow a high of 26. All right. And sunny, which is beautiful. Friday, high of 30. And that's the highest temperature I see here in the next, I don't know, in the next 7 days. So Friday, it peaks at 30 and sunny, which to me is beautiful. Like, it's like perfect beach weather. Then we head into the weekend. So Saturday, Sunday, you've got highs of 29 and 23. Saturday is a chance of a shower, and then Sunday is cloudy. So that kind of sucks. And then you've got, well, I guess everybody's saying we need rain. So, okay. Do I care about the interior people? No, don't live in the interior. You'll have forest fires. Live on the coast. No rain is happy times. I'm so mean. Yeah, so that's our weather. Okay, back to our music here, right? Yeah, what time is it? 12 more minutes. 12 more minutes until I'm outie. So that was Taco Cat, right? What do I have next? What do I have next? It looks like I've got... what do I have? apparently I wasn't organized. Okay. I've got some Beck with Dreams. This is a great song. As I mentioned, I'm playing a lot of just sort of... not really a lot of indie stuff, but what do I really care? What do I care? I don't get paid, do I? No. No, that's okay. This is a great song. You know, of course, we all know the Beck of the 90s, who was a genius in the 90s. And the Beastie Boys kind of, he's from Silver Lake, Beck. He was raised a Scientologist. Fun fact, if you didn't know that. There's been some rumors that he sort of still dabbles, or at least he had. His dad was a pretty hardcore Scientologist. Did I tell you he's from Silver Lake? I think I did. The Beastie Boys, you know, for a while there, lived in SoCal. They lived in a mansion, the three of them. Isn't that funny? With a giant swimming pool. And I'm now sort of going off on a little tangent. But I was and I still am the biggest Beastie Boys fan. So back in the day when there was no internet, any article, anything on the Beastie Boys, I got my hands on. And I'm sure in my parents' basement someplace. And this is when I was like going to school in Louisiana. Like, I was like, I think I'm sure I brought home all my magazines, and they're probably in my parents' basement. But they had in this crazy ass mansion a pool, of course, and Ad Rock, aka Adam Horowitz's bedroom, had a window. I believe it was his room. And so, like, there was a window into the pool. How dope is that? Like, you'd be. You're like in your bed and your buddy just like swims by and waves at you. Like, that's just way trippy. So anyways, they're sort of all tied in with like the Beck scene. They kind of helped promote Beck, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly. They did. They really like sort of brought him to light, if that makes sense. And so that record was that, you know, Odelé. And then, of course, as times change, so did Beck. And I've been sort of on and off with his stuff. But this song, Dreams, is killer, in my opinion. Like, I really love this song. I hope you do, too. So we're going to be listening to this. I can tell you more about it. What records is it off? I have to type it anyways. Let's tell you. It was released in 2015. That's right. 2015 on the record. It says the album here is FIFA 16 soundtrack. FIFA 16 soundtrack. Okay. All right. Let's get this started. Let's get into some back here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It should be coming on. Come on back. Please play. There we go. Oh, come on. Hold on. Hold on, folks.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that is it. That is all she wrote. As I mentioned, that was Beck. And I'm going to leave us with a band who I adore. It is Champion Lawnmower. They are local. And what a great name for band. And I say that because I would go up and I still do up and down Kingsway. And if Kingsway and Fraser across from like sort of Los Cuervos, there was, and I don't know if it's still there, I should know this, a place called Champion Lawnmower. It's a store. Anyways, and then this band came and picked up the best name. And Champion Lawnmower is headed by Luna. She's a doll. She's also a teacher with a VSB, and I've seen her around. She subs. And the other members of the band are Dren, Michael, and Oscar. So we are going to hear from their 2019 self-titled record, Be My Guest. And I will be back in 2 weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And 6:30 to 8 every alternating Wednesdays. So tune in and also just go to the site. You don't even have to listen. I mean, you should on the radio. That's always fun. But there will be a podcast. It's going to be generated. And just go to the CITR site and you can find all the stuff there. Okay, so here we are. This is Champion Lawnmower. And I'll see you in a couple weeks. My